Hello from NPR's newsroom in Washington, D.C. This is Bill Chappell, and this is News Time. Today, our topic is an Alabama sheriff who's been in the news this week for his use of food provision funds that are left to his discretion what to do with. In this case, an Alabama sheriff has used the funds as a personal account to pay around $740,000 for a beach house, and it turns out that that is actually legal. And NPR's Camila Domonoske has been following the story, and she's here to join us and talk us through it.
Hi, Bill. Happy to be here.
So a lot of people, when they hear the first part of this story, it sounds like, okay, this is obviously some kind of scheme or a problem. But then the second half of the headline is, you know, this is legal. This is under existing Alabama law. The sheriff isn't actually accused of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, so I should note that this practice of taking unused funds from county jail food provision accounts and using them as personal money is not only legal, but a fairly common practice by sheriffs across the state of Alabama. And here's the way it works. In Alabama, sheriffs run county jails, and they are personally responsible for feeding the inmates who are kept in those jails. And they are provided with funds to cover the costs of the food expenses. They can come from the state if this is somebody who was arrested by the state. They'll come from a city if it's someone from a city. They might be federal funds. And the amount per inmate per day varies, but for somebody who's a state inmate in this county jail, it would be actually less than $2 per inmate per day to cover the cost of their food. But whatever money is left over, if the sheriff can manage to feed inmates on less than what they're allotted, is fair game for that sheriff to keep. And this is something that's been carried out this way in Alabama since the Great Depression. And so what this means is that on the one hand, if a sheriff doesn't have enough money from the state to cover the cost of feeding inmates, they're supposed to cover that out of their own pocket. But if they can get donations, find ways of cutting corners, getting food very cheaply, in some cases, the federal government has accused specific sheriffs of feeding inmates meager meals, not giving them enough food, whatever's left over, they can keep as personal profit, essentially augmenting their income as sheriff.
In this case, we're talking about Sheriff Todd Entrekin of Etowah County in Alabama. It's not a huge place. The population's a little over 100,000 people. So how much money are we talking about that this sheriff was able to kind of legally reassign overage use?
So the Birmingham News found that Sheriff Entrekin had reported to the state that he received more than $750,000 in additional income from the food provision fund over the course of 3 years. Now, we're talking about a sheriff whose salary without the additional income from food provision funds is about $93,000 a year. So an extra $250,000 a year is obviously a tremendous boost. And so when the Birmingham News was digging into this, they found that the sheriff had recently purchased a $740,000 beach house and that he and his wife owned a combined about $1.7 million worth of property in several homes. Worth noting, when Sheriff Entrekin took office as sheriff, the previous sheriff had just died, and all of the money that was left in that food provision fund was given to his estate, which meant that there was then no money available to feed inmates. So the first thing that Entrekin did when he started his gig as sheriff was mortgage his home to get money to pay the inmates. And so that's something that he would point to when he's been asked to respond to this, is to say, yes, he is now profiting tremendously under the letter of the law. He also was personally forced to pay out money under the letter of the law. And he has actually said that he's not a big fan of the law. He would rather the county be responsible for feeding inmates. But with the law written the way it is, he says that he is just following it to the letter of the law, treating it as a business and making as much profit as he can.
There isn't kind of a formal process that he reassigns these funds. I mean, he kind of has a checking account that he can write a check, and if it comes out of the food provisions fund, then so be it.
Yeah, they treat these funds, these accounts, as personal bank accounts. So Sheriff Todd Entrekin has a Todd Entrekin Food Provision Fund bank account that he would write checks to pay the man who was mowing his lawn out of, things like that. And this is, again, something that you can see in other parts of the state. There's another county, this is a separate county, separate sheriffs, where a sheriff got in trouble for malnourishing his inmates, Critics of this law, of which there are many in Alabama, say that there is an obvious perverse incentive set up, right? The less money you can possibly spend on feeding inmates, the more money you get to keep.
So we've been speaking about Alabama's Sheriff Todd Entrekin. Mm-hmm. This has been Bill Chappell for News Time, and Camila Domonoske, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.